So there are people who have no interest in spirituality. How do they face life's problems? Yes, what appears on our inner screen is determined by various factors. It is determined by our upbringing, it is determined by our association, and to a significant extent, it is determined by our past karma. The soul is on a multi-life journey of spiritual evolution. And when the soul goes from one body to another, the mind also goes with it. So the impressions that are formed in the mind, or the what pops up on the mind, what inclinations the mind has, that is also shaped by one's previous life. So some people may have positive impressions from their spiritual previous life. And if they have positive impressions, because that means they have good karma from their previous life, then they may not get so distracted or agitated. So we are not saying that if somebody is not spiritual, they cannot be good people. We are not saying that somebody is not spiritual, they cannot be successful. But the fact is that even if one is not spiritual, if one is able to, one doesn't have too many distracting tendencies within one's mind, then one will be able to function in this life. But what about ultimate meaning? What about ultimate purpose? Live at the physical level and then lose everything at the physical level at the time of death. And even before that, there are times where people experience ennui. They get disheartened. What am I doing? Especially when some big loss happens in their life, they lose a loved one, or they lose a cherished job, or they face a serious health crisis at that time. What am I living for? So we don't have to experience disruption at the physical level to seek elevation to the spiritual level. We can do it with proactivity, with intelligence and positive purpose. So at one level, spiritual knowledge will help us to better face life at the physical level. And even those who are facing it well, if they had spiritual knowledge, they would be able to face it even better. They would be able to do even better. But ultimately, spiritual knowledge is not just meant to be a shock absorber for living at the physical level of reality. And this will help you to face problems better. It's not just meant for that. Ultimately, spiritual knowledge is meant to be a goal transformer. It is meant to give us a higher purpose to life. And those who are not living spiritually, they will not evolve. They will not, on their multi-life journey, they will not evolve, but they will devolve. They will go to a lower level of consciousness. Okay?
So you mentioned that.